This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Concern: Pittsburgh area doctors sounding the alarm on metomidine, a veterinary tranquilizer that's starting to make its way around the streets and around Western Pennsylvania. Its street name is Flysky. And joining us is Dr. Michael Lynch, Senior Medical Director, UPMC Health Plans Quality and Substance Use Disorder Services. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So when did we discover that this was out on the streets? How long has it been prevalent?
It was first identified on the street in Maryland in 2022, but in Pennsylvania, starting about May or so of last year, they started to identify metomidine in the drug supply, but it really only started becoming prevalent in the late part of 2024. And then in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular, through the early part of 2025. So about a year now.
And what presents with people who are ingesting this drug?
So it's almost always mixed with street, heroin, which is mostly fentanyl these days. So when people are using it, usually it's in combination with the opioid. So you can get a typical opioid overdose where somebody is not responding and not breathing. And usually what we notice is when they get naloxone to reverse the opioid, they stay sleeping. They may start breathing again, which is the primary goal, but they'll stay asleep. And a lot of people report having hallucinations and things like that while intoxicated with it.
Dr. Lynch, where are people getting this veterinary drug from?
Well, I mean, it's mixed into the supply, when and where and by whom, I'm not precisely certain. I don't think that it's primarily diverted from veterinary supply. It's most likely ordered or shipped from overseas would be the most likely thing, and then mixed into the drug supply at, some sort of regional level.
Our Midday Talk host, Marty Griffin, posted yesterday a video of a person in the city. And there's a zombie drug. Is this the same thing or is this different?
I didn't see the post, but, zombie drug has been used to sort of describe lots of different things. Mostly what this is a sedative. So people will be sleeping mostly would be what you'd expect to see if somebody has used metomidine.
What is or what are people using that, and they stand in a position where, I mean, it's tragic to watch, where they're just kind of frozen and that's why the zombie drug, hardly moving. What is that?
Well, it could be any number of things. It could be something like an opioid mixed with a sedative like metomidine and just somebody's in a standing position with it. It could be other drugs like ketamine or things similar to that, or even some cough and cold medicines that you can buy over the counter, like dextromethorphan, can have those kinds of effects. So it really kind of depends, but there's a lot of different drugs that can give you that effect where what you see is somebody sort of standing, maybe nodding or wavering a little bit, but not really moving or responding much to what's going on around them.
I'd like to circle back, if I could, Doctor, to the effect of Narcan on this drug. An official that was quoted in a recent report here says that users need to know that it is not affected by Narcan and it's not going to save you. But you're saying that that's not true. What you're saying is different.
Yeah, we absolutely want people to continue using naloxone, and it will save lives. So the metatomidine itself is not reversed by naloxone, but it's nearly always mixed with the opioid fentanyl. And fentanyl continues to be the thing that would drive an overdose death. So if we can reverse the fentanyl effect with naloxone so that somebody's breathing, that will absolutely save lives. So from our perspective, the changes or the updates that we would make aren't that you shouldn't use naloxone, it's that you might need to change what your expectations are. So if you give someone naloxone, our goal always has been for breathing to resume, and we would expect that to happen. What we might not expect is for people to wake up after naloxone, which historically...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is what people do expect after, you know, giving it to somebody who's used heroin or oxycodone or things like that. You expect to give naloxone and see the person wake up and start breathing. Here, they'll probably just start breathing, but remain sleeping. But you will have saved a life by doing that. So we absolutely do not want to send the message that we shouldn't use naloxone.
Great information. We're with Dr. Michael Lynch. That said, where do we stand this day and age when it comes to fentanyl? It seems to be pervasive, yet Are deaths down in recent years?
They are in Pennsylvania and nationally. And there's, you know, state by state, there's some variation, of course. But, you know, that's probably for a lot of different reasons. Of course, we hope that the, you know, prevalence of naloxone in the community and people having it and using it to save lives is a big part of that. We hope that access to care is a big part of that. Fentanyl continues to be prevalent, but what has been reported locally, but also nationally, is that the overall concentration of fentanyl in a lot of the drug supply has lowered over the last couple of years. So that may also be partially what's driving the reduction in overdose deaths. And it's hard to know, but things that get mixed into it, like xylazine, which has been prevalent here, and then metatomidine, other sedatives, which are meant to sort of increase the effect without adding more opioid, it's possible that those being there allows for a lower concentration of fentanyl to be in the supply. It's hard to know, that's theoretical, but the reduction in supply concentration of fentanyl does seem to be present and probably does play a role in the overall reduction in overdose deaths for now. Obviously, we will continue to watch to see if that reduction is something that persists. We certainly hope so.
Yeah, that xylazine you just mentioned is known as the zombie drug, you know, on the streets. Meanwhile, before you go, Doctor, so many families are affected by drug addiction. What kind of message do you have for people who are looking for some hope? Surely you have success stories.
Oh, absolutely. We do. And it is, it's a horrific disease, and it impacts individuals, their families, anyone around them, in really tragic ways. But there absolutely is hope. It's a disease. And like most diseases, there are treatments, and there are effective treatments. It's hard to get started. And like many diseases, if the treatment doesn't continue, you can relapse, but you can be treated again. So we have great success stories. Metatomidine in particular is difficult. When people withdraw from it, they can get very sick and potentially need to go to the ICU. But if we can treat through that initial phase of withdrawal and get people onto regular treatments, including medications in particular, people can live very full, satisfying, happy lives with great quality. And we see it every day. That's usually not what the focus is, and that's often not what we think about, but it's absolutely true, and that's what we work for every day.
Appreciate what you and your team do, Doc. So important to our society, and especially here in Western Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael Lynch, Senior Medical Director of UPMC's Substance Use Disorder Services.
And Larry, in Fayette County, there have been at least 2 overdose deaths recently, from this fly sky being included in drugs that people get a hold of. And the DA says anyone who has a bag with some fly sky mixed into the drugs, they can turn it in at several places in the county, including police stations or Crime Stoppers, with no questions asked.
Thank you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.